From the book of Ezekiel, chapter 33, and from the book of Psalms, 116. Ezekiel 33, verse number 11 states, "As I live, saith the Lord God, I have no pleasure in the death of the wicked, but that the wicked turn from his way and live." Psalm 116, verse number 15, "Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints." Here in the book of Ezekiel and in the book of Psalms, we have two different kinds of approaches to death unto the Lord. Ezekiel 33:11 speaks that God has no pleasure in the death of the wicked. Even as God is glorified in the death of the wicked, because his holiness is vindicated and divine justice takes place. These are individuals that have not trusted in the Lord Jesus Christ for salvation. These are individuals that have not trusted in the death of the Lord Jesus Christ for our sins, and that he rose from the dead to give us everlasting life. These are individuals that have rejected the gospel. These are individuals that have rejected the love of God through Jesus Christ. John chapter 3 verse 18 states, "He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God." These are individuals that are trusting in their own works, their own efforts. These are individuals that are trusting in religion. These are individuals that are trusting in themselves, that they are good enough to make it into the kingdom. These are individuals that are comparing and contrasting themselves with others. These are individuals that, as a result of their unbelief, are living a life that is not pleasing to God. The Lord has no pleasure in their death. He longs for them to be saved. For the Bible says that God is long-suffering, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. In the book of Psalms 116, verse 15, it states that precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints. This is not saying that God takes pleasure in the death of the saints, but that he welcomes them with loving arms. These are individuals that trusted in the Lord. These are individuals that trusted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. These are individuals that admitted that they were sinners and that could not save themselves, and trusted that Jesus Christ died for their sins and rose from the dead. These are individuals that believed John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." These are individuals where the Lord will say, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant. Enter into the joy of the Lord." He will welcome you who has suffered trials and tribulations and still remain faithful to the Lord Jesus Christ. He will welcome you with loving arms, with everlasting life. Two different kinds of welcoming, two different kinds of approaches to death unto the Lord. Ezekiel 33 verse 11 and Psalm 116 verse 15. The Lord having precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints, and the Lord having no pleasure in the death of the wicked. Two different kinds of welcoming, two different kinds of approaches to death unto the Lord, which is exemplified in John chapter 5, verses 28 and 29. Marvel not at this, for the hour is coming in which all that are in the graves shall hear his voice, and they shall come forth, they that have done good unto the resurrection of life, and they that have done evil unto the resurrection of damnation.
Thank you for listening to the teaching ministry of Life Changing Ministries International with Dr. E.K.D. Quick. For more information, log on to our website at lifechangingministries.com.